I just don't have it in me, man. I gotta be high for that.
Wait, even better. Hold on. Let's start over. Freeform jazz solo. Everybody go. What is up, everybody? I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That is Tomas over there, and this is the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Tomas,
dude, are you on drugs? Why are you so hyped today?
Me?
Yeah,
I had a day off, so I got to rest.
Oh, good for you.
Boo.
I'm exhausted.
That amount of weeds, so I'm having a really manic day.
Oh yeah, I know how that goes. I know how that goes. Oh, ho, my little China doll. Okay, what did you guys have planned for the day?
Besides this?
Yeah.
Shit.
Work.
I'm gonna smoke with cigarettes and do hood rat shit with my friends.
I got a little thing for you.
What kind of thing?
A little thing.
The last little thing you showed me was disappointing.
Yeah, because it was too big for your mouth. All right.
Gross. I have dainty little baby lips.
Yep.
Gross. He's a gross.
For a black guy.
There's so much wrong with that statement. I go to Catholic church because my mouth is so toit.
Oh, no.
All right. I got five questions for you.
I have five answers, maybe.
And this is Power Rangers.
All right, let's go. Woo! Mighty Morphin or what?
He doesn't matter.
Okay.
He was the first ever Sixth Ranger.
Jason Frank Tommy.
Yeah. Okay.
R.I.P. Jason Frank. He was my sensei.
Yep, he was your sensei. This Power Ranger was never meant to last.
Jason, they only scheduled him for 10 to 14 episodes. He got so popular there, like, we have to write a whole story of him claiming his power coin.
You said Jason?
Jason Frank.
Yeah, I was going to say, because remember, Red Ranger.
Funny story about those two. Jason Frank plays Tommy. The guy that plays Jason's name is Tommy something. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Okay, this Power Ranger has a... a Genesis world record of most pine boards broken in a free fall.
Tommy.
Good.
Wait, I got one. This Power Ranger was supposed to fight Ryu, and before fighting Ryu, boasted about how he had all the martial arts under his
green
belt.
Motherfucker.
Whilst wearing
the Green
five
Ranger
chains.
Knows. The Green Ranger.
The Green
the
Ranger knows karate, jujitsu, kenpo, kickboxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, aikido, more kenpo.
Yep. Yeah, he's dead.
And we don't know why.
Which Power Ranger died before the Green Ranger?
Green. Pink.
Mm-mm. Yellow.
Oh, wasn't...
Kimberly's still alive.
Oh, right. Yellow died in a
Trini died.
Yep.
Not just any car accident. A drunk driving accident where her friend killed her and woke up paralyzed. Quad paralyzed.
That's paraplegic.
I don't give a fuck what anybody
said. Quad
she
paralyzed.
She deserves that shit. She fucking made a terrible choice with her famous friend, who everybody in America loved.
To be fair, her dumb ass shouldn't have gotten a car.
That was probably her DD.
Nope.
But I'm trusting you to be the designated driver, and that bitch got drunk.
It
anyway.
Was in the middle of the day on top of that, so them bitches was...
Day drinking.
That's what I'm saying.
They was brunching it up with their girls.
That's what
shit.
Happens. That's what happens. Too many mimosas and grapefruit. Yep. Yep.
Sherm doesn't understand the concept of brunch. All he thinks is about is grapefruit
and cottage cheese.
And cottage cheese.
It's better than what the English have. Fucking tea and toast with beans on it.
Dude, they have a tea hour like almost every hour. I want to move to England just because of that. Do you know what they call
it? Get out.
Do you know what elevenses is?
Yeah, I heard it in a fucking Lord of the Rings.
Elevenses is basically you chill with some tea and some biscotti or some cookies or cakes or some shit, and you throw down. It's like your pre-lunch sweet time moment.
I need that.
Yeah, that sounds like some soft hand having British thing.
It was like the king or queen at the time, before elevenses, was like, you know what? I'm going to make this an everyday thing. It's tea and scones. Elevenses!
Why do you know so much about their fucking shit?
Because I'm a huge John Oliver fan.
I hate John Oliver.
That and Q's British. I have no choice but to hear him talk about British shit.
Oh, goddamn. Goddamn Commodore 64 loving ass.
Although, he's giving up his British identity. Although, that's where he was born. He decided, fuck it, I'm Scottish. So he's changing his last name to Baird, which is like Scottish for Bard.
Okay.
I mean, genetically, he's Irish. Citizen-wise, he's British and American. He's got dual citizenship. He can't get his birth certificate here in America because he has to get it from England.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. So if he ever loses his ID, he's fucked.
Ugh. That sounds terrible, man. I wouldn't even want to. You know, I just saw this thing about who lives here? Harry and Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard that she got busted just like a couple of days ago using a fake British accent on her podcast. And I'm like, bro. Kind of like, I mean,
it's not fake. Maybe she's so used to hearing it that she was like, I can pull this off.
No.
And look, it's like, that's just her American ass.
They're in America.
Bits and chips and fish and tea.
They're in America. Like, it's not like, okay, remember when Donna moved to England? Madonna? And next thing you know, she's like trying to be all British.
Mm-hmm.
At least she was around it 24/7. Like, there's Americans all over America that don't speak British. There's no way she's only talking to her husband and nobody else.
True. Side point. Her husband still has that accent.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just take traits of their significant others.
I know. There's plenty of women that do that, and I think it's the weirdest shit ever. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you were just a different person, and now you're hooked up with this person, and now you're this person. Like, holy shit.
My boy Cabby. You met Cabby.
Kavanaugh?
Mm-hmm. His mom is actually British. Never knew that until the day I met her. And she just came out like, I don't know, love. And And I was like, holy fuck, Cabby, you could have had a way cooler voice.
There's something pretentious about it. I don't know. I like that trashy fucking accent.
The Cockney?
Yep.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
Everybody's just Billy Butcher over there.
I know. I'm going to wet myself.
No problem, Gov.
You know what I mean?
No.
No, I mean.
So there I was, sitting with Brittany. She reached into me trousers and pulled out an iguana. But not my iguana. So I said, oi, where the fuck that come from, bub? Get that iguana out me pants and throw it over the wall.
The wall. Throw it. It's too heavy.
It's too heavy. Oh, bloody hell. He weighs too much.
He took off me trousers, and it's still too heavy. That's so weird, man.
Bloody chavs all over the place.
It's weird that, like, accents come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first got to Boston, I had a fucking strong-ass Southern accent.
It still comes out for your Boston accent still comes out periodically now that you've been here for so long.
Yeah.
So there I was, mowing the lawn.
The lawn. The yard.
The yard.
Wicked smart, these guys.
It's not a lot of pots.
Not a lot of pots.
Oh, my God, you guys. else. I remember coming back from Hawaii. I thought it was Waka from Final Fantasy X.
Nah.
Hey, brother. You mean we go down the road, we go to Jack in the Box, yeah?
But,
oh, my God.
Moana. Make way, make way.
Got off that plane like, I'm shiny.
That's, I, dude, that song, actually, I like that song.
It's stuck in my
head a lot. I like that song.
I got the You're Welcome song. It's stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. You're welcome.
What a pretentious ad.
I love that song. That's like that spaghetti sauce.
Prego. What you got for us, TJ?
Well, I got a couple things. You want to start with the fun thing?
It's all fun.
All right.
Dealer's choice, baby.
I got...
Smell it through the bag, baby.
Trivia for you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Trivia. Oh, I hate trivia.
Is it categorized or is it just like how many questions?
10.
10?
Okay.
Jesus.
Do we need buzzers?
Yes. You got a lighter?
Yeah.
You got a lighter.
I do now.
First, check it.
I mean, even if it sparks, it's a light. It's a light.
All right. All right. Just making sure. Not this fair. All right. Question number one.
Can't even answer the question.
Question number one. Which Irish city's name is derived from the Irish word for marsh?
Dublin.
I got nothing. I don't know anything about Ireland.
I was taking a wild guess. That's the only city I know in Ireland. Is it Marshville?
No.
You are Marshistan?
You are not even close.
Swamp Thingaville?
The answer is Cork.
Cork?
Cork?
Yep.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Okay, next one.
All right. Question number two.
Okay.
Name the animal which killed Captain Hook and Peter Pan.
Alligator.
Oh, I was just about to say, you didn't like, but I'll give it to him.
It was crocodile.
Technically, I'll take both.
Okay.
Which one was it, though?
This is a crocodile.
Crocodile?
He gets a half a point. He said alligator first.
Quit hating.
All right. Question number three.
Oh.
What does the seismograph measure?
Earthquakes.
Yeah.
I don't even know who did.
Yeah,
it.
Was that the same? Like,
but I kept flicking. It's on me.
It does.
Yeah, that's super easy.
Yeah. All right. Question number four. How many of his five stones did David use to say to slay Goliath? Will you wait until I am done? But Sprout.
The third one, because it's always the charm.
What?
Don't worry about it. It definitely wasn't the first. This nigga didn't go, first try?
Well, you went wrong, Jeremy.
Five.
Wrong.
It was the first one.
It was the first.
I don't know religious stuff like that. I was like, immediately. Immediately,
and
I knew.
Whoever wrote that story showed up after the third throw. Like, he got him on the first try, my nigga.
All right. Fill in the missing word from the famous quote. There are lies, damn lies, and blank.
Oh, he got it first.
Sprout.
And whores.
Wrong.
I don't even know this quote.
Jeremy.
Repeat it again.
There are lies, damn lies, and blank.
And half
more
truths.
More damn lies.
Wrong.
What is it?
Statistics.
Who was that quoted by?
I have no fucking clue. I knew, like,
pulling trivia
3 days
answers,
ago,
but don't have the real answer.
I like this.
I knew days ago.
Okay.
All right. Question number six.
Okay.
Internet, yes or no? I'm not dead yet.
Oh, okay.
An email address can also be a website address. Jeremy.
No.
Sprout?
Yes, because your domain name is your website name, and if you have a domain name, then you have email through your domain name. Pew, 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 pew.
You're a nerd.
Jeremy. No, that is not true. I have an email with my website's domain as my email. Jermaine@strivepublishing.com. That is a fucking... Nope, we both get a point. That is false.
Question number seven.
Number seven. Science, true or false? Meteors are meteorites which have landed. Jeremy?
You said meteors are meteorites.
Meteorites which have landed.
False. It's the opposite way around. A meteorite landed and a meteor is falling.
I will hear your answer.
False. A meteorite is a tiny meteor.
He got it in one go.
I know. I'm false. Just talking shit.
Reverse.
Yeah,
I knew he had it, so I had to make something up.
All right. Number eight. Roger's first name was Richard. What was Hammerstein's first name? Sprout?
David.
Jeremy?
I know this one. It's a manly ass name, like a hot dog.
Bruce. Bruce Hammerstein. Frank. It's Frank.
No. Oscar. No.
Oscar. Oh, hot dog. I get it.
Oscar Mayer.
I think it is Frank.
Whatever happened to him?
I'm going to stick with Oscar.
Jeremy gets the point.
Yes!
That was luck.
It was. Because I just remember.
Wait, what's the score right now?
I got three right.
So I got the one.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Y'all suck. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
This is question number eight or nine?
Six. Five.
No five. Way. No way.
No, it's six.
We got a
that
couple.
Was eight.
Yeah, what we was got it? We got a few wrong, and I only got three
oh,
right.
Oh, we did, yeah.
All right. Question number nine. Name the two metals that have the chemical symbols Ag and Au. Sprout?
Fuck. Ag is, wait, Au. Fuck, I know both of these. Metal. Okay. I shouldn't have fucking clicked so quick.
Yeah. Came to bite you with the ass.
Periodic table. I know this. Ag is not argon because that's a gas.
What is it?
Metals.
Then this is the molecule, right?
One is phosphorus.
Nope.
No? No, it's phosphorus. This is a pH or something like that.
Hey, you don't help him.
I pass. Go ahead, Sherm. He likes to blow shit up. He knows this.
All right.
It's silver and gold.
It is, because Ag is fucking silver or gold. Au is silver.
Yep.
Fuck!
Jasper taught me all that because he works at all those fucking...
Your mom used to do it too,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. And Jasmine does mm-hmm. it. She's the salesperson for it, so...
All right.
Last question. Oh, Jesus.
Shakespeare.
Oh, God. I'm going to lose this one.
Which character committed suicide by ass bite?
By ass bite?
Asp.
Asp.
Romeo.
Othello. Hamlet. One of those two.
They all kill themselves. Everybody.
What'd you say?
Romeo.
What'd you say?
Othello. But I probably might be wrong and I might say Hamlet.
You are both wrong!
Was it Macbeth?
No, it's Cleopatra.
Cleopatra?
Yep. Cleopatra.
Fuck the ass. I don't know that Shakespeare. I went to a public school.
All right. I will give you a different question.
Okay.
All right. This one is a business one.
Oh, I'm not getting this.
Okay, fine.
Let's do this.
Hyundai cars originate in South Korea. Yes or no?
False.
Yes.
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember they got bought out. They're an American car now.
Sprout won it.
Yep.
I won that question. Sherm won the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Good game. Handshake.
GG.
GG.
Got any news for us?
GG.
I do.
Where's the?
Oh, hold up. Wrong button. Sorry. That's for disturbing news. Tell me something disturbing.
Disturbing?
Yeah. No, like out your brain right
My
now.
My hemorrhoids popped.
Disturbing. You ever take a shit and then realize that you're not done shitting?
Oh, I have a better one. You ever like half the shit anything. And then your back hurts?
Do you ever take a shit?
I feel like you're still saying that out of sympathy.
And then in the middle of your shit, you fart, but your turd hits the water, and then the water goes right into your butthole while it's still open.
Not
from the
bubble.
Fart. The little water bubble bounces up and kisses your ass, but when you're in the middle of a fart, it goes in.
Or you ever take a big shit, and then once it hits the water, it just shoots all the way up?
Yeah.
You feel like...
You had also had diarrhea, too?
Yeah.
You ever, like, take a big shit, and then, like, you get up all satisfied, and you want to look at your work, and you realize you ain't shit at all. It's just been a dick underneath you the whole time? Oh, it's just me?
No. It happened to me once at Walmart.
Okay, TJ.
In the public restroom.
Hit me with that news.
In the library.
All right.
Still can't use the public restrooms in the libraries.
I can't use any public restrooms.
Me either. I don't even float it.
What the fuck?
Must be some bad news.
Mushy mushy. I got some news. Right. Okay, go for it.
Driver charged after worker dies when SUV crashes into Hingham, Massachusetts Apple Store.
Hmm?
Yeah. SUV.
Oh, yeah, they killed some people, didn't they? Like three people or one person? And 15 person and like 15 or 16 injured or some shit?
Yeah.
You know, somebody was asking me about that yesterday, and I was like, which Apple Store? I thought it was here.
No. No, right. I mean, if it was, it would have been fucking a little bit more entertaining. I would have been running over.
It would mean that the cop shot somebody else.
Yep.
Because the first thing these niggas did after George Floyd got shot, they were like, let's go to the Apple Store.
A driver was charged Tuesday with reckless homicide after his SUV crashed into an Apple Store at Hingham Derby Street Shops, killing one person and injuring 20 others.
Damn!
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
These motherfuckers was in line for a new phone. That's how he got 20 that quick. You don't just whip shit in the Apple Store once you crash into that bitch.
Bradley Rain, 53, of Hingham, was arrested hours after his 2019 Toyota 4Runner barreled into the store Monday at 10:45 a.m., smashing through the glass, which struck multiple people, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz said. Huh. Rain told officials that his right foot became stuck on the accelerator and his vehicle accelerated.
Do you say the county official's name was Ted Cruz?
Tim Cruz.
Oh.
I'm still Tim's like, bastard. How heavy Sorry. Is your fucking foot that you can't pick it up off the gas? Like,
20 people. They all had to have been in line at the Genius Bar. He had to have just gone a straight line. That shit's crazy. Did it say why? Like, was there a motive? Or is it, I fucked up?
Yeah, I think he's just saying he fucked up. It wasn't something that he intended to do.
Aren't most Apple stores off to the side on the street, though?
Yes.
I never heard of one. It is a mall. So he might have, like, been at, like, a strip mall kind of place and was like, no brakes.
But the person he killed was struck before he rammed into the building.
Struck by what?
The car. He killed the person outside the store before barreling into them.
Oh no, he knew what he was doing. He was driving past the Apple store, was like, "Is that Carl?"
Hell no.
That motherfucker porked my wife, and he just ran that nigga over and then fucking hit like 20 other people.
I don't know. I feel like if somebody's fucking his wife, he already doesn't have the balls to do that.
I don't know. We know a story about somebody whose fiance got fucked and that bitch got hit with a car.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was just because he thought he wasn't he thought highly of himself.
The narcissism took the wheel.
Yeah.
Narcissism.
Oh man.
All right.
It happens.
What else you got for us, CJ?
Minneapolis downtown LGBTQ club increases security following mass shooting. You guys heard about that mass shooting in Colorado?
Colorado, yeah.
That's fucked up, man. People can't even just go and have
injured like 25 people and killed like what? No, you injured 20, killed 5
or 6 or something.
Five or six, yeah,
something like that. But either, I mean, bro, it's so fucked up that you gotta go and do that to some people who are just trying to relax and have a good time. You know what I mean?
Well, not even just that. Not even just that. You shouldn't have to fucking fear being who you are. You shouldn't have to fear who you love. And you shouldn't have to fear who you want to shake your ass with. That's just the fact of the matter. Like, you shouldn't fear being a person. Period. And this man just came in with a fully loaded, like, 6 clips. For what? If you don't want, here's the thing. Not everybody has to agree to, like everybody, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to have that one bigoted or, like, fucking prejudiced person. But you don't have to spread the message that way. You don't have to spread your message at all, to be quite frank. You can just shut the fuck up and mind your business like everybody else does when they don't like people.
That's not true.
Everybody, I don't like people without discrimination. Like, I just non-discriminatorily don't like people as a whole. I like certain people. But for the whole 8 billion of us, fuck all y'all niggas, right? Like, so I get it. Like, if I don't like you, I keep to myself. I'm not going to go up in your shit and stir up shit at your place because I don't like you. If I didn't like you as a person, TJ, or you, even you, Jeremy, like, if I didn't like either of y'all as a person, what the fuck does it look like for me to come up and just be like, fuck y'all, and just start fucking just disrespecting y'all's space? If I don't like somebody, I'm going to write a manifesto and keep it deep in my hard drive where no one can see it. Because if I let somebody see it, that means I'm about to kill somebody. That's
it. Oh, shit.
Well, it happens so often. I mean, everybody's got a fucking problem with somebody. That's how half of these murders end up happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the point I'm making. I have a problem with a lot of people. Am I going to make it a point to go and kill them? No.
Maybe you should.
My problem isn't with what they're doing with other people. My problem isn't what they're doing My problem isn't what they're doing with other people outside of myself. My problem isn't like what they are as a culture or a race. If I don't like you as a person, I don't like you because you're just an asshole. And as a result, I'm going to go on and mind my own business. Period.
Right.
Other people who are just like, "Oh, I don't like blacks. I don't like gays. I don't like this ethnic group, or I don't like this cultural group.
Or I don't like their political beliefs."
Yeah, that's the shit I don't understand. Like, why can't you just be about your... We vote for a reason. We go out there, we profess ourselves, and we go back to minding our own fucking business.
Democracy.
Democracy. You go, you talk to some niggas you don't want to talk to for like 5 minutes, you check a box, and then you fucking leave, right?
Yeah.
Just like work. I go, I do my best to not talk to anybody, or I do my best to not talk to as many people as possible, and then I fucking go home. So, like, why can't you just... Okay. If I was just, like, a cis white dude, a straight cis white dude, and I didn't like anything about the LGBTQI community, right? Then I'd be like, all right, I guess I don't like them, and go back to playing Overwatch. That's just the way it is, right? Like, that's what everybody should be doing. If you don't, if Sherm don't like Asians, why the fuck would he go to fucking Hmong New Year?
Right.
I mean, Sherm don't dislike Asians, but this is an example I'm making. Like, like, if I don't like you, I'm not fucking with you. Even if it was, like, to the point of murder, I just wouldn't do it because I would feel like I'm sullying my hands. If I don't like you that much, I'm not sullying my hands with the work.
Yeah.
Right.
And on the topic of murder.
Wait.
Four University... Four University of Idaho students were slain in their beds while they slept.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yep.
Four University of Idaho students were slain in their beds while they slept. They were stabbed to death.
Idaho has a college?
And potatoes.
I thought that's all they had was potatoes.
Potatoes.
In Salt Lake.
In Salt Lake, yeah. No, that's Utah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the murder investigation into four University of Idaho students believed to have been stabbed to death while sleeping in their beds have left residents rattled and authorities trying to unravel a mystery that's garnered attention across the U.S.
Were they in close proximity?
I guess so.
They were in their dorm.
They're in their dorm.
Well, the same dorm building.
I believe so.
I'll crack this case. I already know who the murderer is.
They don't even know who the murderer is.
Sprout's the murderer.
No, it was Jesus.
No, it was Sprout.
They got raptured.
He was like, yeah, the four fucking real Christians in all of them, all of the whole world.
It was them and like 15,000 Jews.
It was 1,200 or 222 Jews. 122,000 Jews.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying the rapture's just now starting.
It's supposed to come instant.
He got the four Christians, and he's slowly collecting his Jews.
He's taking his time. He's like, they got Israel.
They have the dome.
Yeah.
No, the Iron Wall, that's what they call it. Oh, they have the Iron Wall. They're good. I'll come back.
No, I think it's the Iron Dome.
Iron Dome, yeah.
Yep. Hey, what do you call it when Tony Stark gives you head?
Iron Dome. it was gross. What do they call it when
ouch.
Never mind, I was gonna make a really bad joke.
It's been so good.
Are you guys putting wood in the fire? You left me at the... I guess this is my podcast now. Welcome to the Drunken Sprout Hour. Where I'm about to take a shot and ramble about Jews.
Jews?
I'm kidding. I love the Jews. Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm kidding. I love Jews. When you say the in front of anything, it makes it bad.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of a little weird way of saying...
Dude, I don't know. Real shit, I almost converted to Judaism when I was like 13. Well, I told you about David Rosenthal, my half-black, half-Jewish friend.
Yeah.
And his adopted family, because his mom is also Jewish, but his adopted family also was Jewish, and they were, like, close friends of his mom. I went to every Shabbos possible. Like, as many Shabbos as they had for, like ceremony.
Shivits?
I was kicking at their house because I didn't have to do shit. Like, you can't turn off the power. If it's on, it's on, nigga. You know how many times I've slept with the lights on at this man's house?
Why?
You know how many times I sleep with the lights on at my house on a weekday? Just because I spent like that many Shabbos? Like,
what is a Shabbos?
It's a Sabbath.
What does that have to do with not turning?
On the seventh day, God rested. So at the end of the week, for the entire weekend, you can't do shit. Like, you can't do shit. You can't go to work. You can't do anything, like, physically. Like, you can't do any manual labor.
Okay.
You're not even permitted to fucking turn off, just to flick a light switch up or down.
You can't even rub one out?
anything that requires you to, like, do anything to live, you can't do it, basically. You can eat, but that's about it.
You can masturbate.
Yeah, you can jerk it.
It depends on how reliant, like, how much you depend on it. Like, if that's your livelihood, you gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, if you're talking woods, you can't go to a Denny's at 12 a.m. That's his job. News?
Yeah.
This is not our Florida Man, but it does take place.
No, Florida Man, we're going to close with.
I know.
Unless you want to do another motivational quote.
Another one.
Yeah, I feel like we should close with those.
I will.
Because those are like Florida Man. We close with Florida Man. Okay, backstory. For the listeners and TJ, because TJ's kind of new to this. I wanted to close on Florida Man so we could have something to laugh and just be like, ha ha ha, I'm whatever, right? And then end the thing. But we ended up talking good shit about Florida Man all the time. Every time. So we're going to close on your motivational quote so we can just laugh and get it over with. But Florida Man will come soon.
Oh, no, I got one. I was just saying this isn't it, but it does take place in Florida.
Oh, it's an unofficial Florida Man.
Yeah.
All right, hit us with that.
Florida man, top of the morning.
Go ahead.
All right. Miami man charged after shooting lover who knocked on door as he was with stripper.
Wait.
What?
He shot somebody at a door because
he shot his lover at the door who was knocking on the door because he was with a stripper.
Damn.
He's in love with a stripper.
I'd be like,
to the point of,
oh shit, my girl at the door. Passion. I can't let her know that I'm fucking a stripper. Like, what? How does that work?
What the fuck is the truth? Blap, 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 blap.
I got some news. 10,000 fentanyl pills seized. 11 arrested in North Minneapolis bus.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
When did that happen?
This day or two ago. Yep.
I've been avoiding the news for like the last 7 days.
Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and Minneapolis Police Department's Violent Offenders Task Force seized approximately 10,000 fentanyl pills during this drug bust in North Minneapolis.
Mm-mm-mm.
The task force executed a search warrant off of Broadway and Emerson Avenue on Friday.
That's about Marisol's crib.
Yep. It's actually by, what's her name's old house?
Corey,
yep. Mm-hmm. With assistance from law, yep. Investigators found 8 illegally possessed firearms as well. 11 people were arrested as a result of the search warrant, according to sheriff's office. Several of those were arrested, tried to run away, but were apprehended by law enforcement.
Mm.
Yep. And there's a picture of some of these guns and a big old bunch of bags of fentanyl. Like, who's doing fentanyl?
No, they're cutting it with shit.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what is the point? What is the point of lowering the quality of your product and making it dangerous where less people are willing to buy it? You know what I mean?
Well, because if they don't know you're cutting it, who's to know?
Yeah, but most people, I know a lot of drug heads, like people who do drugs, and a lot of them are like, I ain't did shit in like 3-4 months because I can't trust it. And they're like talking about going online and buying these drug testing kits and shit. I'm like, damn, that's a good way to get into some money. Like, we should do that. Nuclear Playground.
Drug test kits.
I mean, the name Nuclear Playground is like, it's perfect for it.
Fuck it, let's do it. We'll make some drug tests.
Right?
Oh, dude, not news related, but I was walking back home from Hy-Vee yesterday. Seen mad Robbinsdale police just floating by on 36 in France. They ended up like halfway between Hy-Vee and my house.
Huh?
They're stopped right on 34th or 35th, like where those apartments are on the corner. There was a cop car there. And all I hear is, this is Robbinsdale police, out the little megaphone. This is Robbinsdale police. Come out with your hands up, or we will send the dog. if we send the dog and you don't come out, the dog will fuck you up. Like, he didn't say those exact words. But he was like, the dog will bite you. I sat there. I have a recording of it, actually. Hold up. Where's my phone?
Holy shit, a whole recording.
And then I ended up walking maybe like a block further. They're like right there by my crib almost. Hang on, here it goes. Was it this one? Nope, that's a photo. Hang on. I'm sorry. Nope, radio. That's a video. It's just not playing. Why?
Because we're in a lead box.
We are in a lead box. But anyways, that happened. They were like all up and down France Avenue. I seen like at least 6 cop cars, like 2 at a time, just waiting for this nigga to come out. Because they didn't know where he was at. They just assumed he was in the apartments at first. But then when I went further south, they're at the rehab center over there in the lot, like where the park connects to it. They're over there about on the corner, like what leads to my house. Sirens all the way home. I don't know what the fuck he did, but they're after his ass.
Yeah, it could have been anything. They're bored as shit, man. I got him pulled.
Nah, this ain't no boredom type shit. Like, something went down.
Yeah, or it could be anything. It literally could be anything. They could have been, like, somebody could have saw him and called the cops on him because they thought he was a danger, and everybody's like, oh, he's got a gun? And then they show up and they're harassing him, and dude's like, leave me the fuck alone. And next thing you know, they got the SWAT team waiting for him. That happens. That happened to my uncles.
Or it's exactly what I predicted was crime's going to go up in Robbinsdale as soon as they let niggas in them flats. And I hate to sound like the right wing at that point, but like, I knew it. Because when you go up to the 42nd where the old flats is at, racist. No, I'm black, nigga. Shut up.
He's part white. Don't let him fool
they
you.
They closed the old Tom Thumb because them flats just north of my house, like a mile from my house on 42nd.
Yep.
Gone. That store is gone because
To be fair, that store was already shit and selling fucking terrible products. Like, I'm pretty sure that was another one of
but
those.
But it was surviving because it was the only store that was there. It was either
they were surviving selling expired fucking milk and shit. I hated that store. I think you loved it because it was your only store.
No, it was convenient, but it wasn't my only store. But it was there when I needed a wrap.
I hated that store, dude. I couldn't stand that fucking place. I don't know how many times I went in there.
I have memories with it. It used to be a Tom Thumb.
Yeah.
It used to be a non-family chain. It was a regular-ass Tom Thumb. And then it stopped being Tom Thumb because what the fuck is that anymore?
Right. We had a time. Every time you say Tom Thumb, I always think of the one on Penn Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a Tom Thumb anymore. It's a whatever that is.
Remember this? Remember the stop and go that used to be a 7-Eleven?
Yep.
Right there on 26 and Knox.
Mm-hmm. I remember that Cynics. It's now an empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a lot of things.
Citgo ain't even Citgo no more. Is Citgo even a company still?
Yeah, it is. I've seen it outside of the cities. The Metrodome.
Okay.
Remember the Metrodome?
What about it?
I'm just saying, it's gone now too. Everything is gone. They're ripping.
I refuse to go to U.S. Bank Stadium. Why do I want to go there and replace my childhood?
Oh no, it's not U.S. Bank Stadium. It's the Huntington Stadium.
Oh, they changed it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, U.S. Bank got a.
Yeah, actually, you know what? He's right.
Oh no, that's TCF.
TCF.
Think about TCF.
Yeah.
TCF got bought out by Huntington, and that's I believe that's a Michigan company.
All I knows is.
Because it used to be Twin Cities Federal, and I was going to go to YumaCon at the Twin Cities Federal Convention Center in Detroit. And then when they rolled me over to this year, they were like, it's Huntington.
Eventually.
I'll just roll over to next year.
Eventually, it's going to be MaxiPad Stadium or fucking Vagisil.
The Vagisil Sports Center?
Yep. Yep. There's no shame. Everything's about money nowadays.
Yo, that's our episode title now. Vagisil Sports Center.
Well, should we pay some bills?
Shake the piggy bank.
Yep. Shake it.
TJ, where's the bank at?
He don't have the bank today.
The bank is in a glass jar on my
Hold on, wait.
There it goes. We'll be back.
Oh, it's just spinning in the glass now.
Enjoy yourselves.
I know you're hungry. Introducing Arby's roast beef muffaletta.
Muffaletta.
Now with extra au jus and meat hanging out the side of the sandwich. Just like you like.
You know we like it.
Now unravel it just to get your tongue in there and get those tasty flavors all over. Juice dripping from your chin. Now with extra cheese or sauce, however you like it. Mayonnaise.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
Extra moist, just like the way you like it.
Moist, 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 moist. We got the beefs and they're moist.
Now, get your beef muffaletta at Arby's.
Muffaletta.
Muffaletta. Not responsible for any infections that may be caused from having sex with a sandwich. Dirty.
We are back, and we don't know what the fuck we're doing anymore.
Oh, no, we do. We have an Ask Reddit. TJ.
We do have Ask Reddit.
Yes.
We do.
TJ.
We do.
What's going on there, Touchtone TJ?
Touchtone?
Yeah. You're the only person without a cell phone. He's still dialing phone numbers with a Touchtone phone.
Yep. He sticks his finger in the hole and he's a rotary phone, actually.
We talk about his sister, his older sister, Rotary Rhonda.
Rotary Rhonda.
Okay. She just fucked.
All right, let's ask Reddit.
All right. What's something that only exists because of dumb people?
Politics.
I don't know about that.
I won't say, like, the original politics, but, like, the way politics shifted over, like, the last 80 years.
Warning signs on plastic bags.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
That's good.
Like suffocation. Like you have to be pretty fucking.
Wait, what's the question? Is it something that's caused by dumb people?
What's something that only exists because of dumb people?
Okay. I'll stop being personal against the government. plastic bags is a good one. Speed bumps.
In my opinion. It's the cans of Coors Light that turn blue because people can't figure out if their beer's cold.
What cold is? Yeah. I still touch fire.
I like are the signs that are on edges of cliffs that say, "Don't jump." Be careful. Like, yo, really?
I like the ones that are on the higher edges of the cliffs, like when you're, like, driving on, like, the higher point of a cliff.
Yeah.
It says, beware, falling rocks. Like, we don't know what erosion is. Well, I mean, I guess stupid people don't.
The flammable warning on gas.
Yep. There's a reason for that. The no smoking signs by the fucking pumps.
Oh, the stupid plastic things that are on top of, like, high-proof liquor.
Because
they don't give you a written warning. They just say, this is the only way we're going to prevent fire.
Oh, my God. I can't think of... There's like a million of them. I mean, we can go all day on that one.
Crosswalks.
Okay, here we go. What's the worst place to be or thing to be doing when a fire alarm goes off?
In a public bathroom masturbating.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, what?
No. I'm sorry. What's the worst place to be or thing to be doing when a fire alarm goes off?
Fuck. Not being on a roof. That's a terrible idea. Being in an elevator.
Yeah, you're trapped in there.
Yeah, they shut the elevators down. You're fucking stuck.
I feel like it's worse to be caught in the public bathroom masturbating, because at some point you're gonna hear sounds and sirens and bells, but you won't know what's going on. You might be far from the fire.
You might be that.
And here comes a firefighter kicking in the bathroom door, and here you are jerking it.
And then you realize it was your greatest fantasy ever to have a fireman burst in and rescue you with your penis in your hands.
In that fire. No witnesses.
That's he comes in with his massive hose.
Now it's a Pornhub video.
Yep. I knew this was going somewhere quick.
Maybe I want to get caught in the bathroom.
I was just going to say, it might be a very lucrative thing to be caught in that bathroom. I think it being in an elevator or being on a roof would be terrible. Or being alive in a fire.
In the bank vault after it's closed.
Elevators are just giant coffins anyways.
Yeah.
That's not a thought you want every time you step into one. Mm-mm. But I have them.
Elevators are just places I get to ignore 12 people at a time.
Elevators are places where I can fart and blame it on somebody else. I'm like, dude, was that you?
How dare you, sir? This is a public space. What you got for us?
What would be the most efficient way for a time traveler to prevent 9/11?
Wait. To not do it at all.
No, the best to try. Okay.
No, this is a person going back in time to prevent it.
Yeah, no.
Basically, Back to the Future.
We would have to.
If he prevented 9/11, his parents would disappear.
It doesn't matter. We're preventing 9/11. I think we'd have to go further back, all the way to where we first got involved in the Middle East and we got all that hate.
You'd have to stop the CIA from funding the Taliban, basically. Yep.
Well, technically.
Or Al-Qaeda, one of those two.
When England.
The point isn't 9/11. It's just.
Yeah, but I mean, if you stop the conflict in the Middle East when England gave all the Jews Israel, right? And mm-hmm. then after that happened. Everybody's foot got in there, and we're all in there helping, doing this, that, and we made so many enemies because of it. So, and the Saudi Arabians fucking, you know, they hated us for it, and yet we still went after Afghanistan.
Isn't it fucked up that Saudi Arabia is like, we own Mecca, mm-hmm. but every Muslim has to go there, and not every Muslim agrees with Saudi Arabia's tactics.
Right.
Like, some Muslims want to just be super chill.
Yep. Yeah, I would go back. I would go all the way back and try to stop that whole thing.
Good luck.
By stopping England, taking away.
You try to do that, and the Saudis are going to kill you in their own embassy.
I'm saying.
It happened to a reporter, dog. It happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't even be upset with us. They wouldn't even have shit. At that point, because once we got
it was the House of Saud.
Yeah,
they were a different Arabia before then,
and they weren't even rich. They didn't know about their oil reserves or any of that. Mm-hmm. Like once we got our foot down there and all that shit, that's when all that thing came about. You know,
they were a different Arabia before Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. House of Saud is just it's House of Saud Arabia.
Yeah, and I like that House of Wolves.
Yep. I like the House of Knives.
Someone should write a Game of Thrones about Saudi Arabia, honestly.
So.
All right.
Sprout doesn't have anything.
Nope. I have one thing.
But I still have, like, one
you're
more.
Supposed to, no, he was supposed to do the back in time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll go back in time. The time where so many options.
No, you have one topic. 9/11.
Oh, it is 9/11. That's right. No, I leave it alone. I let America deal with their choices.
But that wasn't the question. You said, what would you have to do? to stop 9/11 if you were a time traveler?
I think it was entirely... repeat that question. It wasn't entirely different, but it was sort of different.
Question is, what would be the most efficient way for a time traveler to prevent 9/11?
Oh, okay. I guess that's the question.
Bomb them.
Bomb them.
How about...
put them in a bubble.
How about I time travel back to the guy who gave those guys their pilot license, and I say, no, no, no. You failed.
I would say just
could you imagine that you being the guy who actually gave them their pilot's license? You're like, fuck.
And you beat yourself up for the rest of your life like, oh, I'm such an idiot.
I fucking shouldn't have been in a rush. I shouldn't have been in a rush.
Your fucking wife leaves you.
I shouldn't have been cheating on my wife. That's his whole problem.
Bring COVID with you.
He cheated on his wife.
Shut down everything.
He didn't have enough time in the day, so he was like, I'm just going to give you guys your license, and I'm going to go have sex. And now, look at it. Millions of people are dead because you had to get your dick wet. Not millions of people. But at this point, it's getting pretty high up there.
All right.
All right. Number four. What is it?
What's a real thing but invisible?
Air.
The flu.
Same thing.
I was going to say gravity.
Oh, that's it. That's invisible. It's a force.
Oh, COVID.
Oxygen.
And God.
I can't agree with you on that one.
But not like Christian God, just like anybody's God.
Anybody's God.
Hey, even Shiva?
Name one person who's seen a God that didn't draw him because it was like, I have to use my imagination.
Does this God... okay. Fuck. No, I can't.
I saw God, and that nigga went blind. He didn't even, he didn't even get to remember what this motherfucker looked like.
Fuck.
Well, those Egyptians saw their gods and they killed them.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way you get to see a god in Egypt is
you die.
Yeah, good old Anubis.
Yeah, air.
COVID.
Gravity.
And God.
My farts.
Well, I can see those.
No.
There's like a green mist that's sent to like 10%
opacity. My respect for the English. That's right. I said it.
Your what?
My respect for the English.
Freedom.
It's invisible, but it's there.
Invisible, but it's there. Sharon's family disdain for any priest.
Yeah.
His cousin's funeral. We're like at the burial. Catholic priests just came up out of nowhere, like, yeah, I'm gonna read from the Bible, I'm gonna pray for this nigga, right? And then everybody was like, I don't believe in that shit, and walked to the car to go smoke weed. So I stayed long enough to pray, just because that's the way I grew up, and then I went back to the car and smoked weed. And but everybody else was already like half a blunt through.
Yeah, we're like, fuck that. Fuck that. Do you got another one?
What's something you thought people were exaggerating about until you experienced it yourself?
The love of my children. No shit. I've always thought people were fucking retarded. Like, you don't know. La, la, la. Like, how do you... dude, I would fucking kill everything for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Like, that's the one thing, like, self-sacrifice is the one thing. I thought I knew, and I didn't know until I actually had kids. Same thing with fighting. When I was real little, I thought, you know, fighting was like what you saw on TV. And then I got into fights all the time after a while, I realized it's a totally different thing.
It's not choreographed.
No. No. And I also realized that it's a stink bug. I realized that shit happens differently than the movies. When I first saw somebody get shot, It was way different than what I thought it would be like.
You know what I found out?
What?
Adulthood's a fucking lie.
It is.
Fucking lie. Every time.
So much.
Why do I gotta go to bed? Why can't I do this? Why do I have to do this? Oh, when you're an adult, you can do whatever you want.
Bullshit.
You can't do what you want when you're an adult. You still gotta follow rules and shit.
I mean, yes and no. If you wanna not be homeless.
I mean, if you're rich, you don't have to follow shit.
Well, the fact of the matter is this. When you're an adult, unless you're balling hard as fuck, you don't get to do shit except for go to work and sleep. You're the government's slave. No one told me that shit. Fucking lying ass adults.
I knew that from the jump. That's how come I was like, yo.
Well, y'all had an inside loop.
See, this shit ain't going nowhere.
They didn't try to steal y'all's identity. They just tried to just get rid of you.
Yeah.
They fucked us over. Hey, everybody believe in the American dream but the indigenous people.
Yeah, we knew that shit wasn't real.
There ain't no dream.
This is a fucking nightmare. A motherfucking nightmare. I got one and ask Reddit. What's a song that's a cover that's so famous that people forget it's even a cover?
Dancing Queen.
I know this.
He said Dancing Queen. Okay.
It's oh fuck, I know this. It's
it could be any song.
There was one in particular. It was written by a British group, but then somebody else covered it.
Queen!
No, it was like AC/DC or like Guns N' Roses or somebody. It was fucking, fuck, I know this! I just heard it on a podcast.
I got one.
What is it?
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares, is actually written by Prince.
Oh, Boys to Men, I Swear, is a country song.
No, that's All for One. Not Boys to Men.
I knew that. All for One. Yep. Yeah.
And I swear by the moon.
No, there's one in particular. It's a rock song.
Dolly Parton. Oh, everybody forgot that Dolly Parton sung the original I'll Always Love You. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That Whitney Houston.
Whitney took it.
Yep.
If there's a rock song I'm trying to figure out, it's in the back of my head. Like 70s, like mid to late 70s. Fuck, what is that song?
And you may ask yourself, what is that song?
It'll come back to me.
And you may ask yourself, why can't I remember shit? And you may ask
yourself, my God, what have I done? It'll come back to me.
It'll come back. It always comes
back. But not on this episode.
Speaking of which, TJ, do you have your inspirational quote ready?
Yeah, TJ, we need an inspirational quote
before we close this thing out. Yep, if you don't turn.
He's over there, he's over there putting coal in the train.
Come on, Leroy Brown.
Come on,
Brown.
TJ. Man, close this out with a motivational quote.
All
right. Leroy Brown.
Drugs!
I love drugs! I want everybody to be... I don't know.
I've got a motivational quote.
I got one, you know? Too. I got one, too.
Okay. TJ got one. He did it. You do yours first. I'll do my last one.
People say money can't buy happiness, but bullshit. Money buy drugs.
So, you know that story in the Bible where those two brothers were beefing over sacrifices and who's loved
Cain
by
and
God
Abel,
more?
Right?
Yeah. So,
Cain beats Abel's head in with a fucking rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fuck murdering your brother. Nah. You want to impress God? Fuck your brother's girl. And God'll love you forever. Peace out. I'm Sprout.
I don't know.
That took a turn I wasn't expecting.
No.
I thought you was going to say,
fuck his sheep. Who cares if God loves his sheep more than his fucking wheat? You know what? Fuck that sheep.
Okay. No, really, TJ, we need like a real legit like closer.
All
right. We depend on you for this.
But money buy drugs.
But do you? Yes.
We do now.
You ever wonder why we're here on this earth? Fuck.
We're closing on that. All right, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That's TJ. Peace out, y'all.
Fuck.